We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive end Vinny Curry. The big sack on Sunday, all over Austin Davis. That is a free ride right into his grill. Had to just be like, wow, this is a great opportunity to make a big play.
The first thing I was thinking is, you know, just go for the throwing arm, get our offense an opportunity to take advantage of that possession.
Vinny, let's talk about the adjustment you've made here over these years. It's been a wild ride. It seems like it's coming together for you very nicely. The coaches are trusting you. You're getting some reps, and you're making a lot of plays.
You know, I just you know, control what you can control, and, you know, just do you. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah. Are you having fun out there?
I'm having fun.
Do you feel like you're fitting into what this whole scheme's about, rushing from a nickel position? Inside, outside, a little
right.
bit of both.
Yeah, you know, Coach Davis is keeping things up for me, and, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm doing a really good job at it.
What is the biggest adjustment looking back from going from college and then having success in the NFL?
The biggest thing coming from college to now is, you know, patience with everything. Things ain't going to happen right away. So I had to readjust myself into that, and that's when kind of make you even more hungrier and yeah. more focused.
Yeah, that's that. I remember the days of you not being suited up on game days, and you get field all the questions. And it must have really, looking back, helped you grow up a lot when you have to kind of the game taken away from you. Out of your control, coach is saying you're not going to play those games, makes you really want it even more when you get back on the field.
Well, yeah, most definitely, you know, because you know deep inside that, you know, what you got can kind of help team out, you know what I mean? But, you know, waited patiently, and then everything's just flowing together. You know, and for the most part, you know, it's whatever I can do for the team to help the team out in the best way I can.
Giants on Sunday night, all black, boys to men at halftime. I don't know if you know that.
That.
Yeah, that's
boys
true. Yeah. It doesn't matter because you'll be in the tunnel, but we'll tape it for you and play it if you want. How do you feel about these kind of big division rivalry games in prime time?
You know, the Giants is riding high. We riding high, and Sunday night prime time. You know, it's like a heavyweight boxing match. You know, made the best man win, best prepared team win, and for the most part, on our part, you know, guys around the locker room, our coaching staff, everybody's really, really focused.
It does not sound, however, that you would compare this to a WWE match, which is one of your passions.
Right.
Do you not believe that that is true reality? Man versus man in the ring?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give those guys credit for what they do, you know.
What do they explain to me why you are such a fan of this theater? This is theater.
I mean, it's theater, but you know, those guys sacrifice their body,
yes,
you know, for our entertainment. You know, and you got to, you know, applaud those guys for that, cuz they're going out there almost 300 and something days throughout the year with not no vacations,
right.
You know what I mean? So just to, you know, for our entertainment. I just grew up a fan, and I'm still a fan now.
Do you go and watch it live?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And what kind of fan are you? Are you up out of your seat cheering kind
yeah,
of fan?
I'm up out of my seat. I come to the shows with the belt.
Really?
Stuff like that.
Good for you,
yeah,
man. That's a fun. That's yeah. And are you? Do you have favorite wrestlers? I know Ric Flair's a guy.
Ric Flair is definitely my favorite wrestler. I was, you know, I like Ric Flair. I like Triple H,
nice.
Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
Nowadays, you know, I kind of like Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brock's a former football player, right?
Yeah.
Could you ever see yourself someday going into that?
Yeah, most definitely.
No
yeah,
kidding, really?
Yeah, yeah, no,
sign
no
him up right now.
Woo!
The other thing you have to know about Vinny Curry, from just an entertainment standpoint, young guy, likes to do things with his money, even before he had money. Not fancy cars, not fancy houses. He likes Jordans.
Yeah.
600 pairs of them?
I got a lot of pair of Jordans.
And how do you possibly... My son also is a big Jordan guy. Where do you put them? Were there boxes all over the house?
Nah, I mean, I give a lot of sneakers away as well. You know, I don't just hold on to stuff. I mean, I do hold on to stuff, but in the meantime, I give a lot of stuff away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. And is there like the ultimate pair of Jordan sneakers out there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, there's some Jordans that, you know, I wouldn't even put on my feet. Just let them sit there in the box.
How much are they worth?
I would say a couple hundred.
And what are they? What a couple hundred?
Yeah.
Not more than that? I would think like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for these. You don't know.
When I say a couple hundred, I'm like 1,500. You quite get a pair for stuff like that.
Oh. Yeah. And what are they? Which Jordans are they?
It depends. It depends on the year. Just make sure it's not stale. Make sure the sneaker's not stale. Make sure it's never worn. I got a lot of stuff that's never worn, and it's really rare to catch right now.
Have you ever camped out and at a store opening or a shoe release?
College days.
Did you do that? College
days, yeah.
That was
college
good fun,
days.
Man.
You know, I just did, me and my roommates, you know, just go up there, had a, have the fold-out chair.
Yeah.
And you sleep.
That's your tailgate.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's your tailgate. Eagles fans' tailgate will come early on Sunday before the game on Sunday night. How do the Giants, I know it's early in the week here, we're early in preparation, how do the Giants look to you?
They rolling. You just got to, you know, knock Eli, not let him get in the rhythm, and then we'll be fine.
And they got this big man, young man, Andre Williams, running the football.
Yeah.
Big, powerful kid.
Good running back.
Go get
good
him at his legs.
Back. Yeah.
Go get him. All right, Vinny, man, good seeing you.
I'm glad,
everybody's glad to see. Everybody's glad to see Vinny Curry having success. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Get into the backfield. Make big plays. Get more Jordans. And maybe someday, after we win a couple Super Bowls here, we'll see you in the ring.
I'll definitely be in the ring.
Vinny Curry, we thank you for joining us today here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.